Iraq's caretaker Prime Minister Iyad Alawi appealed for calm today after an outburst of sectarian violence just south of Baghdad. Iraqi and U.S. forces were sent to the area after reports that Sunni militants had seized a group of Shiite Muslims as hostages. NPR's Philip Reeves sent this report from Baghdad.
11 weeks have elapsed since the Iraqi elections, and many here had hoped by now to see a new Iraqi transitional government in office. But negotiations are dragging on over who gets what cabinet job. So when Parliament met today, the task of handling the latest crisis fell to the caretaker government's National Security Minister, Qasim Daoud.
Yesterday at 2:30, three squads were dispatched. One from the Iraqi National Guard, one from the Interior Ministry, and a third from the multinational forces.
Those troops have gathered in Mada'in, a mixed Sunni-Shiite area south of Baghdad. Their job's to restore order after one of the most dangerous outbursts of sectarian violence in recent months, and they've already conducted several operations. Exactly what happened still unclear. Shiite officials say Sunni militants are holding more than 100 Shiite Muslims hostage. Some reports say the militants are threatening to execute them unless Shiite Muslims leave the area. Government officials have disputed these accounts. But the caretaker Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, has issued a statement expressing alarm at kidnappings and attacks on homes and families in the area. He's blamed Al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Speaker of Parliament, Hajim al-Hassani, a Sunni, says the incident has worrying implications.
Some people, they want, you know, to create sectarian, you know, war between Sunni and Shia. It isn't just what's happening in Mada'in. There are other things happening in Basra and in some other southern states to the Sunni. And that tells you there's definitely something's going on and to create, you know, sectarian war in Iraq.
Outside Mada'in, Iraqi police were today blocking traffic at a checkpoint. This is the main highway to the south. It's a crucial transportation route. Trucks line up, hoping to get through. There's been sectarian trouble in the area before. One Sunni resident, who gave his name only as Thamir, says a Shiite militia, the Badr Brigades, recently moved in from southern Iraq and have been kidnapping Sunnis. They were setting up checkpoints and looting, he says. Residents were struggling to piece together today's events. The US military's released no details. Accounts from the Iraqi government were contradictory. The lack of information is adding to a feeling among Iraqis, like Shakir Mansour Hussein, that no one's in control. Right now, we don't know what the government's playing at, he says. It seems anyone can put on military clothes and conduct operations. Iraqi leaders are now trying to stop the crisis from spreading. Jawad al-Maliki, from the religious Shiite Dawa Party, tried to sound reassuring.
The supreme Shiite authorities are working hard to prevent a civil war in Iraq. That's why we are keen to contain the crisis.
The worry for ordinary Iraqis, though, is what happens if they fail. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.